When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I don't think that information right there could be any more true, any less true. The players were coming to his office crying, hugging him, sending him goodbyes, calling him one by one. If they felt that way, why are Mark Andrews and Zay Flowers and Isaiah Likely and all these players coming in, crying, hugging him, giving him these long, warm goodbyes? I'm not buying that.
We got here Media Wars. Howard Stern Show has a bit called Psychic Wars, where Rodman Delancey calls psychics and calls them out for being phonies. Now, that's Adam Schefter. Not saying that Ian Rappaport, who he's referencing, is a phony, but kind of reminds me of that. And Ian Rappaport had reported, Ian, NFL Network, where Adam Schefter used to work before he went to ESPN, saying that John Harbaugh had lost the locker room. And as you just heard from Adam Schefter, that couldn't be further from the truth. Now, I'm just listening to the clip like everybody else because I didn't see him on the Pat McAfee show because it's on. But some of us actually are doing this, just watching, not listening to the audio. And, all right, Isaiah Likely gave him a hug and was crying. And Zay Flowers and Mark Andrews. And we saw Marlon Humphrey and Charlie Kolar on the Ryan Ripken show and others, you know, via social media addressed John Harbaugh. Three hugs and tears. Does that speak for the majority of the locker room? Again, I don't know. I haven't been in a Ravens locker room since Billick was the head coach, quite frankly. What does it even mean? He's obviously disputing Ian Rappaport's story.
Mm-hmm.
But to what end, though?
Well, Rappaport did say, to be fair to him, that it wasn't this unanimous, every player's against him, everyone hates him, or even the word hate would be way too strong. I think it comes down to, again, like a semantics thing. You know, what do you define as lost the locker room? Like I said yesterday, if you look at on-field performance, there was no indication that they quit on him. You know, they didn't go out on the field and just pack it in that way. But behind the scenes, we're not behind the scenes, you know. And quite frankly, Schefter and Rappaport, while it is their job to get behind the scenes, they're not in the building. They're just going off of what they've been told. And I'm assuming in the case of Schefter, he's being told by someone in the Ravens PR staff. That kind of, I don't know. I mean, to me, it doesn't matter. Like, what's done is done.
Oh, sure.
You know, and I think the most likely situation here is that, yeah, there was, even if guys were upset that he was gone, right? This has been the only head coach I know. I respect him as a man on a personal level, but I can still lose faith in him being the leader of the team and being truly the guy to get us over the hump. Both things can be true, right? And using that choice of words, lost the locker room, I think it's a semantics thing. How do you define lose the locker room? Everyone has a different definition. And when Rappaport said that, someone else might hear that and say, oh my God, everybody hates him. You know, I just think it's kind of a nothing thing, really, at the end of the day.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, that, like you said, the move's made. Mm-hmm. John Harbaugh is the ex-coach, and I saw a report yesterday where he's going to wait till next week to do his interview process. You heard during Joe LaCour's update that the Ravens very much active in trying to replace him. But I'm looking at the schedule here and trying to think of an instance in which the team may or may not have played hard for him. Now, I thought that there were games where Lamar looked like he checked out at certain points of time. Kansas City comes to mind when he was getting his ass kicked against Detroit. The only game I'll think of where the team, by the way, I could be completely wrong about Lamar, too, may have been, we're done. The Houston game. Because they played hard against L.A. The next week.
Yeah.
And then they won five in a row. Maybe the second half against Cincinnati, the effort level might have waned as the result seemed inevitable, which it turned out to be as they lost by 18. But they played hard in every game. Outside of that, I mean, maybe the Houston game, second half against Kansas City, perhaps. But I can't think of one game where there was like this team-wide mutiny, screw you, Harbaugh, we're not playing for you today.
And I think you go back to that Houston game, it was even worse at the time. Of course, Houston now a playoff team, but back then they looked like a disaster, that they were going to be even worse than they were a year prior. And C.J. Stroud was regressing again, even worse than he was a year ago. So they were in turmoil, and they played this Ravens team, and they looked like world beaters. So that was right there, just on the surface. That was a no-go, 44-10. Also, Cooper Rush was starting at that time. And then I think he started against L.A. as well.
Yeah, there was a couple of whiffs.
And in hindsight, I think maybe the team was like, all right, I mean, Huntley's here. Why aren't we making the switch to him? And then once Huntley came in, I think it was in the second half of one of those games.
It was the Rams game.
Yeah. And they made that late push. Huntley was moving the ball, but they couldn't find the end zone. They couldn't score. But there was more rhythm there. The guys looked a little more energized. So maybe that was it. Maybe the guys were just, oh my God, like we have no chance with Cooper Rush. And Huntley was a little bit of a spark plug, even though they lost. But to the Harbaugh point, I didn't see it. I didn't see at any point this year where they quit on the field on Harbaugh, in my opinion.
And until, to me, either a coach or a player flat out says he lost the locker room, then we're just speculating. There might be a couple of players sprinkled in who didn't feel as though he had control of the team the way he should have, given his tenure. Or maybe his voice got stale, which I would buy that to some level, which I guess coincides with losing the locker room. I think at the end of the day, Nolan, they're an 8-9 team beset with multiple problems, and they just weren't good enough when it was all said and done.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yeah.
That's the end result of the 2025 season.
And if that's a boring answer, then so be it.
Yeah.
I'm with you 100%. I mean, you look at all the issues they had this year, like you said. I mean, there was no rhythm whatsoever. The offensive line, God, we discussed that way too much.
Correct.
Don't want to do that again next year. I'll just say that. They could be a bad team next year, but as long as the O-line's guy, I just can't do the O-line thing again. Right. Change it up a little bit. And also, how many times this year do we say, all right, they're losing, and it's the exact same thing every time? I was joking with people. We'd call some of our guests, and I'd be like, hey, another loss this week. I mean, at least get creative. At least lose in a different manner. Right. Something that, like, changed the talking points up a little bit because it got that bad. But, yes, at the end of the day, one person's opinion, loss of the locker room, someone else says no way. Truth is probably somewhere in the middle. And in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't matter because what's done is done.